right before Gideon comes along in the story, the Bible says that once again the children of Israel had left their God and had went to serving idols and different, you know, idol gods. And God was angry with them, and he had left them alone. Okay, you want that? That's your business. But anyway, he goes to Gideon, and here's some praying and wanting to come back to him. He goes to Gideon. Gideon, I want you to go save Israel. And so he tells Gideon. Gideon's like, wait a minute, I'm from the smallest clan, and I'm basically a short fella here. I'm not a mighty warrior that will follow. And God said, that's why I want you, basically. And so through the whole story, he starts telling Gideon, he's trying to get God. Are you sure, God? Are you sure, God? You know, it's just like us, this average people. And I told Tina this morning, I love it. It's a saying that our coach at FSU says all the time, all we got is all we need. Sometimes we feel like we need more to be able to do more, you know, but God is the one doing the work. And while I was sitting there, I had another song in mind this morning, but this one came to my heart, and so I want to try to sing it. It's called My God Is Real. There are some things. Let me try that. There are some things I may not know. There are some things I don't know, but I am sure of this one thing. Yes, I am. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Oh, my God is real. He's real in my soul. God is real, for he washed and made me whole. His love for me, it's like pure as gold. Yes, it is. Oh, my God is real, for I feel him in my soul. I cannot tell just how it felt when Jesus washed. He washed my sins away. But since that day, since that very hour, my God has been real, for I can feel his mighty power. Amen.